reflections on 100 podcasts, some great feedback on organizing your podcast, and a marketing idea that's maybe a little too pricey. All on today's episode number 100 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
I feel old. We're 100. Triple digits. Welcome to the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I'm Dave Jackson. Let's get the contact info out of the way. If you know it, feel free to fast forward. Isn't that the great thing about a podcast? Email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. Everything we talk about today, you can find at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. Our toll-free number, 888-563-3228, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. And I had an interview lined up for today, which you'll hear next week. I'm going to talk about nowlive.com. But being that today is a supposed monumentous occasion, being 100 episodes of the School of Podcasting, I thought I would take this time to reflect a little bit, because there are things that I'm doing right now in this podcast that if I started this podcast today, I would not do it. Yes, so today we're talking about, what is that, regretting, I don't know. Some things that we've learned along the way, and I thought I would start off, we're going to do kind of almost, remember, like, let's date ourselves, shall we? Remember when you'd, like, watch Happy Days or Family Ties, and it'd be like, remember the time when, and then the bring, bring, bring music would go, and kind of flash back a little bit. And thanks for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. And let's start off with, I've done 100 shows. When I think about my podcast, this is the one clip that comes to my mind. Here we go.
Hello, everyone. I thought I'd show you guys a, you know, you've heard of David Letterman's stupid human tricks. Well, this is a stupid human trick. I'm not forcing my voice as low, but if you wanted a cool, deep voice, there's an easy way to do it. I just rolled out of bed. These are the first words I'm saying today. This is a really weird way to start off the morning, but it does. I mean, if I wanted to force my voice low, I could, Luke, I am your father. So there, you know, if you don't like your speaking voice, one of the ways you can get your voice deeper without really sounding it forced is to simply broadcast in the morning. Now, of course, the longer I talk, the more my voice will wake up, or whatever it does with your vocal cords. It'll come back to normal. But I wanted to just record a couple of sentences here. I'm going to go get something to drink, get the morning coffee, let the dog out, that whole nine yards. But it's a stupid podcaster trick. And another point about, you know, the DJ voice guy. You know, a lot of people think you have to talk in a cool DJ voice. There is a reason why people like podcasting so much, is because it doesn't sound like the radio. You know, it's real. It's like I'm sitting here talking to you. And, see, I just said that. And, nobody would do that on real radio. They're used to just letting silence go. But, so today's stupid human trick in podcasting, broadcast right out of bed. Have your show notes ready to go and just hit record as soon as you get out of bed. But there is one thing. I have to pee really bad now.
There you go. That is from show number 3 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. For those of you keeping track at home, the very first one, the first podcast going all the way back to October 12, 2005, titled First Podcast Always Stink. That was from How Strong Is Your Bladder? Stupid Human Tricks, podcast number 3 of the Morning Announcements, as we kind of look back at 100 episodes here. That's it. That's the only one we're looking back on. And what I thought I would explain is, if I could change one thing, and I am. I'm changing this today. If you've ever wondered why I did this, in the artist field, the MP3 tags of my podcast, it used to say the artist was schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. Now, the reason I did this is I figured, well, when people listen to it in Windows Media Player, it put my email right in front of their face. Now, what I didn't realize is, at the time, the Morning Announcements was my second podcast. I think I'm up to 6 now. And most players, again, portable players, and again, keep in mind, you do not need an iPod to listen to a podcast. But a lot of people are listening to these on portable players. And most of them have the ability to, say, play all their music from an artist. And as I had more podcasts, you know, the Musicians Cooler is one of my podcasts. It has the artist as musicianscooler@gmail.com. I used the same thinking on that. That was my first podcast. So I did that in school podcasting. But I also have the Music News podcast. And I've got Building a Better Dave and things like that. And what I didn't realize is that somebody that likes this show, they like my delivery. They think I'm somewhat entertaining in a goofy kind of way. They'll go, yeah, well, he talked about that Building a Better Dave. I've never listened to that. So they'll go over to betterdave.com and they'll start to listen. We'll realize that if I'd synchronized my artist name, they could go to their portable media player and say, play everything from David Jackson. And they would hear the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Then they'd hear Building a Better Dave. And then they'd hear the Music News podcast. And then they'd hear the weekly web tools. Makes it a little easier for the listener. Now, am I losing that branding to say, hey, here's my email? Yep. But keep in mind, you can put that in the title of your ID3 tag. And it will scroll on portable media players. So it really almost doesn't matter how long your title is. You can have it scroll. So that would be one thing. In fact, I'm changing it today. I'm 100. I can do what I want. Yes, back in my day, we didn't have these fancy podcasts. We would record on an 8-track. And yes, I'm sorry. So yeah, welcome to my 100th episode. That's really all I got in terms of big regrets. It's interesting now because people go, well, I've been hired to do a podcast for a company, which is kind of cool. And the first thing I'd ask them, you realize back in the day, 2005, we didn't have all these cool tools like one-to-one podcasting, like Gigavox. I believe Podango, I have not been back to Podango in a while. I believe Podango is kind of a Gigavox kind of thing, as is, I think it's My Podcast is a new free service, unlimited storage, unlimited bandwidth, but they insert ads for you. Just started up, kind of going on. You know, there was no nowlive.com. There was only free conference calls and things like that. A lot of tools now that you kind of got to go, I know what your podcast is going to be right now. What do you want it to be in the future? And build your podcast based on what do you want it to do in the future. Now, you can always change things. Like, I'm changing today. I'm changing my author from schoolpodcasting@gmail.com to David Jackson. You can always change. As long, hopefully, you don't throw your listeners for too much of a loop. But you can change things later. But there's a bigger picture now that you kind of have to think about. Now, do you have to think about it? No, you can just jump in and podcast. But if you're planning your podcast, and in my opinion, Before you turn on a microphone, there's a lot of things to think about. And in fact, I have a podcast about that. Go to planningyourpodcast.com. You can listen to that whole thing. But and again, the author of that is David Jackson. So don't know if that's a big deal. It's one of those things where maybe I'm just so close to the forest, I can't see the trees. But to me, I think it's easier on the listener, and I'll give up the little bit of branding by putting my name in there. So 100 episodes. Woohoo! And I'm really looking forward to the future in podcasting. I really am, because as much as we think it's big, and hey, we've sold out 2 hotels in California for our convention, and next year we're going to Vegas. I'll be at the expo, by the way. If you're going to be there, let me know. Send me an email, schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com, or dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. It's the same thing. And we've sold out 2 hotels. It's only going to get bigger, and there's only going to be more tools and more fun stuff and more customization and better ways. And let me wrap up with this point, because I'm kind of all over the place today. It's funny, and I will say that I can now go back and listen to my shows, and I can see the ones where I have notes, and I can see the ones like today where I don't. I just turned on the mic and started talking. Do as I say, not as I do. Please. I'm all over the place today. But that's because I'm excited. It's show number 100. And see, because I don't have notes now, I forgot what my stupid point was. Can you just hum the theme to Jeopardy for a second? Oh, okay. The one thing I want to make a point of is I mentioned how...
That's going to kill me.
The one thing that doesn't... That isn't going to change is that podcasting is a phenomenal way to make a connection with your audience. I still... Tim Dewey. I'm going to talk about Tim Dewey again. Tim Dewey's a great guy. SledDogPodcast.com. He said one of the coolest phrases ever. And he said, you know, Dave... I talk to you more than I do some of my friends because he listens to, you know, if you just listen to the School of Podcasting, you know, you talk to me once a week and you know, and I conversate, that's the right word, I converse with you, you know, via your emails, via your voicemails, which we'll get to here in a second. My best friend in high school, I talk to maybe once a month. Because we got kids and family and things like that. We just don't take the time. And the beauty of time shifting is I can listen to it whenever I want. That's the power of podcasting. All right. I'm going to shut up. We talked about organizing your podcast in the last podcast. And we got a lot of cool feedback. So let me shut up. Thank you, by the way, for sticking around for 100 episodes. And here is what some folks had to say about how they organized their podcast.
Hi, Dave. This is Mike Wild from Mike's Hot Dish at thenextgenerationofradio.com. You want to know about how we organize our podcast? Well, I use Google Documents or whatever they call it, docs.google.com. And what I do is I create a new document for every show. And then within there, it's through like a template format. I just... Put out everything I want to talk about, all the music I play, because I'm a music podcast, so I put in the track name and the artist and whatever other information I want to put about them in there. And then I just kind of lay them out into that format, and then I guess now they call it folders now. So all of those shows reside in one folder, and all information for that particular show is within that one folder for that show. So I can easily find it and everything else in the future. And I just tag them as the show number. So like upcoming show number 13 for me. Ooh, that's kind of unlucky. Anyway, so I do that. I just put everything in the one document. And then I guess my show isn't formatted such that I can't fit information in or anything like that. Normally, I just kind of put it all in. But I'm... or any other show that I plan to do in the future here, I'm going to try that, a similar method. And it might end up that cut and paste stuff out from one show notes into another to keep, you know, if I need to pass things on to the next show. But anyway, I just thought I'd let you know my organization method, which kind of is haphazard, but it works for me so far. And again, my website is thenextgenerationofradio.com.
Thank you very much, Mike. Here's what my friend Big Al had to say. Here comes Big Al in the house.
Hey there, Jam and Dave. This is Big Al Wagner from the Project Studio Network podcast. Project Studio Network, let's all say it together,
.com.
Hey, you were talking about organizing your podcast, and I want to let you know something that we've been using that works phenomenally well. It's an online service called Backpack, which you can find at backpackit.com. The cool thing is it's got all kinds of tools that you can use with notes and to-do lists and file uploads, and you can drag everything around on the pages with your mouse just as if it was something on your desktop. And for most people, I think, the free account would do most of what everyone needs. But if you need some real power, man, that's only $5 a month, and that gives you all kinds of extra goodies. Some other cool things are you can email notes and files to your pages, and the page will receive it and put it up. Your pages can have RSS feeds so that others can clue into what's going on. And that's probably another big deal. If you've got more than one person involved in your podcast, you can set who among various people each of your pages are shared with so that you can collaborate. And there's other tools like Writeboards and such that are public that you can use to collaborate with other people. And it's just a great project management tool that works really well for podcast organization. Besides, like I said, for most people, it's free.
Project Studio Network. That is definitely If you know, we talk about the last five and five. I guarantee you, you catch me anytime. One of the last five podcasts I listen to is Project Studio Network. And here's a fine example of that bond we're talking about. Okay, I most of you know, if you haven't known, I'm back in college working on my teaching degree. And so all my money to buy like music gear and stuff like that, out the window. Not happening. I've got Pro Tools, but nothing really to get it going. It doesn't matter. Big Al and Mikey Bolin put on a great show. They've got great news and things like that. And when they start talking about recording stuff, I just fast forward. But I listen to it and go, you know what? Someday I'm going to have that thing they just talked about. I like those guys. I like that podcast. And does this stuff just not sound phenomenal? Can you tell he's a studio guy? Speaking of last five and five, we will not. That is not the last we've heard of Big Al, by the way. He sent me a bunch of stuff. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. There's a guy that understands the whole marketing thing. And I've got a marketing tip at the end. I know we're going to go over 15 minutes. In fact, we're already over 15 minutes. But hey, it's my 100th episode, so we're going to throw whatever it is out the window. We're going crazy on episode number 100. Here is a last five and five. Now, the idea here is, what were the last five podcasts you listened to? Not what are your favorite five podcasts. What were the last five you listened to? And tell us a little bit about them, so we can kind of, we might want to go listen to it or something like that. And here's a last five and five.
It's the Urban Shooter.
Part of my culture because of the way I grew up.
If you need 19 rounds to shoot a deer, you probably shouldn't be hunting.
Closing the gun show loophole so that we make sure that we have the information we need.
You're listening to The Urban Shooter as heard on radio talk shows across the country. Featured in The Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, Washington Times. And now, here's your host, The Urban Shooter himself, Ken Blanchard.
Hey, Professor.
Professor,
this
woo-hoo.
Is Ken Blanchard of The Urban Shooter Podcast.
Hey, Ken.
And my last five at five are The Armed Citizen, Girl 600, the Gun Rights Advocates Podcast, Old Time Radio Thrillers, and of course, The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Thank you very much. Really do appreciate that. Hey, I know we're running over. Want to let you know, I thought I had a good idea and then I priced it out. I went over to, was looking at street, or what some people call yard signs. I know we talked about the black hat promotion idea of, you know, writing your website name in chalk in front of a business where your potential listener might be, and we all kind of said, yeah, it's kind of that's not a very good idea. But for me, let's take my musicians podcast. Why not get one of these signs made and post it at the end of the highway exit where most people get off to go to, say, a Guitar Center's? You know, strategically place it somewhere where your potential listeners might be driving by. Well, I went to look at, there's a place called banditsigns.com, and I looked at witnessdesigns.com, and I also looked at asavealotsign.com. Yeah, they're not cheap, unless you buy hundreds of them. Like here, I'm at banditsigns, as in banditsigns.com. It's probably the best designed website. Looks kind of not so homemade-ish. But if you just want one sign, it's $31 plus shipping. That's a 24 by 30. If you buy 10, they're $13. So it's almost worth, you know, you're going to put out an extra $100, but you're going to get 10 more signs. So, and then, of course, there's always the problem of, you know, if city ordinances come and pull them down and things like that. I just know I see them a lot. You know, we buy houses and things like that. I'm like, well, why not use those to promote your podcast? So that's, if you've ever thought about that, from what I've seen, unless somebody's doing this and has a better place to do it, you're looking at anywhere from, you know, $5 to $30 for a sign. So, hey, that's going to do it. Again, thank you for tuning in. Keep those last five and fives coming. I've got a few in the tank, but, you know, there's another tip for you. Never burn all your stuff. I could have easily made another 5 minutes of last five and fives, but, you know, I know people are sending them in now, but we'll go into a drought and then I won't have any, so thank you very much. As always, this is where I shamelessly plug, so if you're in a hurry, feel free to turn me off, but I really do, truly do believe in the School of Podcasting. I've got 100 episodes under my belt. Actually, I've got probably more, close to, probably 600 if you count all my other podcasts, but I've learned a lot along the way, And I've got step-by-step tutorials that'll show you how to do it, and as well as avoid some of the mistakes I've made and capitalize on some of the great things that some of my friends have done. Check it out, schoolpodcasting.com. If you're not satisfied with it within the first 30 days, let me know. Risk-free money-back guarantee coming at you, schoolpodcasting.com. Last but not least, if you'd like to send in how you organize your podcast or how you promote your podcast, let us know. Dave at schoolpodcasting.com or 888-563-3228. Until we meet again next week, we're going to have that interview with, I'll be talking about the interview that I had with Kevin from nowlive.com. Until then, class dismissed.